This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1539. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 18th, DX News from Alaska, Australia, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Equatorial Guinea, France, Germany, Guam, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Italy, Kashmir, Korea, Kuwait, Liberia, Mongolia, Niger, Nigeria, Czar, Sarawak, Saudi Arabia, Slovakia, Somalia, Spain, Switzerland, USA, Uruguay, Vanuatu, and Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, last week we mentioned monitoring AARP ionospheric research transmissions from Alaska on 2750 kHz. But the website of HAARP does not seem to give any specific frequencies or schedule. Don Moman in Alberta, VE6JY, however, points out that on their website there is a useful page showing signals received, including those transmitted by HAARP itself. The frequency resolution is pretty coarse, but there's often a solid yellow line just under 3 MHz, and at other times elsewhere in the HF spectrum. And there's also archives. You can bring up any particular date and see what was happening then, and I've done just that. I found that on October 4th, when I was previously hearing these signals between 12 and 13 UT, there are lots of yellow lines there, and during the previous hour at 11 UT, there are even indications of every harmonic from 2750 as high as the 10th on 27.5 MHz coming back into their monitoring system. Here's how to reach that page in case you think you may be hearing HAARP. From the homepage, www.haarp.alaska.edu, click Online Data, and then Spectrum Monitor Waterfall Charts, HF. I'm beginning to fear that LRA 36 Antarctica may be off the air again. I check it just about every weekday morning, sometime between 12 and 15 UT when it's scheduled, on 15476. The last date I was able to hear a carrier was November 12th. Still nothing audible as of November 17th. We used to hear on a fairly regular basis on several out-of-band shortwave frequencies, single sideband feeders relaying various Buenos Aires stations, presumably to Antarctica, but not lately. However, in Uruguay, Horacio Negro reports on November 15th he was hearing Radio Rivadavia, but it was on a medium frequency, 2591 lower sideband at 0250 UT with a soccer match. He says he usually hears them with soccer, so that's probably the reason for putting on the shortwave feeders. In the NASA flash sheet, Ed Vlodarsky in New Jersey continues to report Radio Simban just about every week around or before local sunrise on 2368.5 kHz, more or less. Now we have a report of Mikhail Timofeyev on his de-expedition near St. Petersburg, Russia, also hearing it November 11th at 1707 to 1733. He thinks it was getting sunrise enhancement at the transmitter site in New South Wales. That's the station with Greek pop and folk songs. He measured it on 2368.48. He also reports Bangladesh, 4750, November 11th at 1437 to 1442. In Bangla, with talk by a man and a woman mentioning Bangladesh, a very strong signal with good audio, China deeply in the background on that frequency. And another item from Mikhail Timofeyev near St. Petersburg, Russia, Bolivia, 5580.27, Radio San Jose de Chiquitos, November 11th at 2150 to 2202. But it was not hearing them 1 hour later. Manuel Mendez in Spain and I have not been hearing Radio Inconfidencia Brazil for more than a week on 15190, so suspect it is off the air again. The new frequency of Radio Havana, Cuba, 15390, only lasted a couple of days, It was soon shifted to 15230. That's a frequency Radio Havana used many years ago, but not for a long time. It's not clear why, since 15390 was more or less clear, but 15230 collides with China Radio International via Sackville from 13 to 15 UT in English. Although CRI is very much on top here, and furthermore, although Havana is supposedly using 15230 as late as 0500, there's another collision with Radio Australia between 22 and midnight UT. Also, on Sunday, November 14th, I found the scheduled weekly Esperanto broadcast from Radio Havana was missing at 15 UT on 11760. Instead, it stayed on in Spanish, but also missing from two new times, supposedly on the schedule, at 21 UT on 11760 and at 2230 on 15370. That last one had an unscheduled French broadcast instead. And furthermore, it is now becoming clear that Radio Havana has moved the timing of all its feature programs one UT hour later, at least on Sunday mornings and evenings and probably at other times, compared to the schedule still on their website. This means that the DX program En Contacto is heard on Sundays at 14:35 UT, repeated UT Mondays at 02:35, and probably in between Sundays at 22:40. In shortwave bulletin Sweden, Arne Nielsen reports that Radio Amanecer Dominican Republic has finally been heard now that the frequency is open, measured on exactly 6025.075, November 3rd at 23:15 with a fast-talking man, but interference by what is tentatively the other Latin American on the frequency, Radio Patria Nueva in Bolivia, which is on the other side of 6025, measured 6024.971. Radio Africa, Equatorial Guinea, is being heard again on 15190 rather than Radio Confidencia, Brazil, even in the morning, November 14th at 0634, an unusual middle-of-the-night opening from Africa brought it in when they were giving an ID and email address. But they're more often heard later in the day, such as before and after 2200 UT, when I have found they are still carrying the convicted and incarcerated child sex molestering evangelist Tony Alamo. You may read all about his case and lately the tough time he's having in Tucson Federal Prison at www.tonyalamonews.com. November 17th at 14:14 and 14:34 UT, I was surprised to catch brief transmissions in French lasting less than a minute from Radio France International, since they were parallel to 15300. That frequency is certainly not supposed to be used by anyone being on the boundary between the so-called 13 and 15-meter broadcast and amateur bands, respectively. Something weird going on at the Issodun transmitter site. Possibly a tuning mechanism defaults to the low edge of the 13-meter band unless it's overridden, but it ought to be programmed to start at 21455. Kai Ludwig in Germany provides a summary translation of a report that apparently appeared in print only at TAZ, T-A-Z, about the sad situation at Deutsche Welle, titled Indirect Speech. Internal communications at DW are in need of reform. On November 4th, Director Eric Bettermann told Evangelischer Pressedienst that a three-digit number of job positions will be canceled by 2014. We mentioned that last week. This news came like a bombshell and hit DW staff entirely unexpectedly. TOTS has seen an internal paper of the DW Works Committee that provides evidence of this, stating that the committee does not consider it as a reasonable way of internal communications when staff members learn about the elimination of a three-digit number of job positions from the newspapers. A decision about the points outlined is expected towards the end of the year. Staff members describe the atmosphere at DW as disastrous, caused by both the messed up communications and the plans themselves. They say that officially DW will keep its 30 languages, but de facto, the plans come to service closures. Also, the Internal Committee paper says that the decisive questions are being left unanswered. The W spokesperson, Johannes Hoffman, says a threat of job position losses was already known internally, that no detailed measures have been decided yet, and only decisions about the broad strategy so far. Unlike his boss, he's not willing to mention numbers for the reduction of job positions. Anyway, it says Eric Betterman hereby abandons his promise made over the years that during his term in office, no DW staff will be fired. Last week we mentioned that American Forces Network had been off the air but returned with a changed format from the Guam transmitter on 5765 USB, music instead of news and talk. However, we found it missing on November 16th and wonder if it's on the way out, as has happened previously, as Ron Howard points out, with other transmitters, such as the Pearl Harbor Hawaii, which changed format and then disappeared forever. In fact, Ron says they were absent on November 13th, 14th, and 15th as well. However, we were relieved to hear them again on November 17th, around 1342 UT, but still with the country music format. Once a new crystal can be obtained and installed, Radio Verdad in Guatemala is planning to adjust its frequency in a few weeks back to 4055, the one they were using during their temporary phase with a backup 50-watt transmitter, but now with their regular transmitter. They want to be on a less split frequency for receivers which tune in 5 kilohertz steps and also be further away from the at least two broadcast stations on 4050. But for now, they're still on approximately 4052.45. As also tentatively heard by Mikhail Timofeyev in Russia, November 11th at 0146, when he was getting splash from Kyrgyzstan on 4050. Probably our best bet for hearing All India Radio in Central and Eastern North America is now 6280 for the broadcast in English to Europe at 2045 to 2230 UT. But we've also confirmed it on parallel 7550 and 9445, all of these intended for Europe. And supposedly all coming from the Bengaluru site, although they're contradictory listings in different sources, and probably one of them is not, since not all of them are synchronized. We're also getting good reception, although it's rather fluttery, from the Vivid Bharati service, the musical entertainment channel, on 9870, around 1430 UT, November 17th, after a discussion in English, quite a mixture of Hindi with English words and expressions. Voice of Indonesia was missing again for 3 days in a row from its English broadcast at 13 UT on 9526 minus, slightly below that frequency. But they were back just in time for the weekly special exotic Indonesia hookup with RRI Banjarmasin on Tuesday, November 16th. However, as always, with those annoying intermittent audio dropouts, which I call IADs, as well as crackling on the line from Banjarmasin. They were referring listeners to listen to their webcast. Not a bad idea under the circumstances. I tuned in later and heard another English broadcast via www.voi.co.id. The new frequency for the 19 to 20 UT broadcast from IRRS Milan, Italy, also known as Nexus IBA and IPAR, including World of Radio, Saturdays at 1900 UT, is 6090. Apparently it's providing pretty good results, no longer without that interference on the old frequency, 7290. However, we cannot recommend that you listen to it on weekdays. Another 49-meter frequency, which has opened up, is 6110, where Martin Groot in the Netherlands is now able to hear All India Radio, Srinagar, Kashmir, at 0230, with Hindi news and English news at 0245, now that Cuba is no longer on 6110. However, it's blocked from 0253 by the carrier from Radio Fana, Ethiopia. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1539. Our website contains a great deal more information, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tim Hendel in Alabama, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. The kind comments he and others send along with their contributions mean just as much. Tim says, "This is for the years beyond count of good information on World of Radio. I hope it lasts for a long time to come." One may also contribute via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Another periodic frequency change by Shokase JSR in Japan to North Korea, also known as Sea Breeze, that service which is obsessed with alleged abductions by North Korea of Japanese citizens. Ron Howard in California says it had been on 5985 for about 17 days, but heard November 17th at 14 to 1429 UT on 5910, another frequency it has used previously, and presumably will be away from the North Korean jamming until they catch up with it a few days later. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria also notified us of this change, he says, as of November 16th. Four languages alternate. It was on English this Wednesday, the 17th. New frequency for Radio Kuwait in Arabic, 6080, replacing 6050, reported by Martin Groot in the Netherlands, November 13th, from 1840 to 1905. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany confirms it's been there since at least the 12th of November between 16 and 22 UT, escaping interference from Turkey and Tibet, but now interfering with Vertochtel Germany. Star Radio Liberia has been difficult to hear on 3960 because it's low-powered and with quite a bit of interference possible. Their website says they're still testing there from 05 to 09 and 18 to 21 UT. However, there's some background for another reason one may not hear much from Star Radio. There was a report on its website, quoted by BBC Monitoring the 14th of November, that it's back on the air after a one-week go-slow by aggrieved workers. The workers staged an indefinite go-slow action, protesting bad working conditions by the station manager, James Morlew. That was on November 5th. They accused him of gross abuse of their labor and vowed they could no longer work under his administration. The government, through the Labor Ministry, asked both staff and senior management to get the station back on the air while the government works with the board to respond to the workers' demand within 7 days. The ultimatum started Friday, 12 November. You may read the entire report in the New DX Listening Digest, number 10-46, via worldofradio.com. In case you have trouble hearing the English broadcast from Voice of Mongolia on shortwave, you might want to try their website. Henrik Clements in Sweden says they've uploaded audio files from recent English language programs, www.vom.mn/en. However, Dragan Lekic in Serbia says the MP3 files in the audio archive since March 1st, but it's still not up to date. The latest one, as of mid-November, was for October 27th. Henrik replies, "The news files seem more up to date than the audio files. The October ones were uploaded only recently. If you've been hearing the station on a particular date, you'll probably enjoy listening to the actual program again in order to gauge your own reporting skills. Voice of Mongolia refuses to issue QSL cards for no data reports, and by listening to their mailbag program, I've noticed they do in fact turn down QSL requests if sufficient program detail is missing. However, I don't know if the slow pace in updating program files has something to do with this." Torsten Hallmann in Germany reports that La Voix du Sahel in Niger is on 9705 again, reported in ADX by Herbert Meissner Saturday, November 13th in the morning, And on Sunday the 14th, Torsten heard it at 0740 to 0820 in vernacular, 1629 to 1700 in African accented French, and around sign-off with the national anthem 2159 until 2205. I wonder if anyone is still hearing the recent new frequency for Radio Nigeria Abuja on 7350. It was never very strong in our direction, but we did hear it a few times, but no longer. In the new B10 season, there is a different set of interference problems. 7345 has Portugal on the air until 0700. And on 7355, there is a Biblis Germany transmitter until 0600. Furthermore, BBC is now scheduled with French to West Africa on the very same frequency, 7350, for half an hour at 0600, which used to be the prime time to hear Nigeria. Nigeria does not participate in HFCC, so the big shots can pretend it's not on any of its frequencies. In the medium wave report of communication from the British DX Club, a suggestion for something else to hear on 1179 kHz in Europe, now that Sweden has closed down its big transmitter, Antenna Tsar. It carries the Deutsche Welle Newslink program in English at 19 to 1930 and 22 to 2230, according to its online schedule. But the power is only 10 kilowatts. Even of more interest, if you consider Tsar a separate radio country, as some philatelists do. A new clandestine on shortwave has burst on the scene this week, Radio Free Sarawak. The Media Network blog reported it started on November 15th, according to the Free Malaysia Today website. The schedule is 2230 to 2330 on 7590 and repeated at 10 to 11 UT on 15680. Thanks to Dave Koenig for bringing that to our attention. There are links for further reading about this at Media Network and in DX Listening Digest, but some of the background we find. The original report at freemalaysiatoday.com refers to an email they got from the station, which says it's an alternative news source to Sarawakians, especially those in the interior who've been fed with the monotonous, one-sided views of the ruling parties, if they can receive any TV or radio transmissions. Radio Free Sarawak intends to fill in the gap. Seichi Hasegawa points out that their own website has audio on demand for their first few programs, radiofreesarawak.org. And about the station, they say, the independent radio station that brings you news you want to hear, not what others want you to hear. No one controls us except you, the listeners of Sarawak. So tune in and enjoy the news, interviews, reports, and comment that you will never get to hear on any of the government-controlled radio stations. There will be plenty of our best music, too, all presented to you in Iban by Papa Orangutan, your own man from the jungle of Sarawak. It seems they have a sense of humor as well. One of the reports also says the program actually originates in London. The transmitter sites are confidential, but Alan Pennington in the British DX Club discovered that 7590 is from Angel 4, World Harvest Radio Palau, since he was hearing the programming on their streaming audio link for that transmitter. Terry Kruger in Florida reports, the first decent log I've ever had from the English service of Saudi Arabia, 15250, tuned in at 1148 UT, November 13th until abrupt closing at 1229 in mid-sentence, but reception was clear and good. Roger Tidy in England says Radio Slovakia International confirmed in its Sunday, November 14th letters program that it will be leaving shortwave in 2011. I suppose that means actually January 1st. There is a new target or clandestine broadcast in Somali, which appears on the schedules at 04 to 0659 UT on 15700. Since November 10th, put it out by Hiroshi and Hiro and Seichi Hasegawa in Japan, and they've also monitored it. It's from the Babcock shortwave site in the UAE with an American connection, but so far the identity is unknown. Wolfgang Bischel says the same organization is listed as follows. At 1830 to 1930 on 11740 via Wooferton, and 1930 to 2130 via UAE on 11970. He says the broadcasts include a lot of Quran, so evidently it is not a Christian missionary service. Though, as mentioned last week, we confirm that Radio Exterior de España's new semi-hour in Basque is at 1330 UT Monday through Friday on all its frequencies. It was gone again November 17th when we checked at 1349 back into the Castilian language. So have they rescheduled it to the time they originally publicized, 1300? Or was it merely missing on this day or came up short? Further monitoring is needed. Via Tibor Szilagyi in DSWCIDX window, Bob Zanotti in Switzerland says, I've received word that the last Swiss medium wave station, Sutton, on 765 kHz, 600 kilowatts, is to go silent December 5th, leaving Switzerland with no medium wave or shortwave facility. I've also heard but cannot confirm that SwissInfo.ch may be closed in 2012, but they do not really offer much in the way of radio. Bob is too modest to mention his own website, www.switzerlandinsound.com. A reminder that this week and next we have an additional airing of World of Radio, courtesy of Larry Will in Area 51 on WBCQ Sunday nights, UT Mondays at 0300 on 5110. Shortwave broadcasting is certainly rare from Uruguay. In Radio Escutas, Edison Bocorni Jr. in Rio Grande do Sul reports hearing the pirate called Emisora Chaná on 5790 variable. It's only 35 watts, ranging from 5777 to 5821. Horacio Negro in Uruguay confirms this unofficial station is in Tacuarembó, but there is a legal shortwave station active only in the daytimes from Uruguay Sodre or Radio Uruguay on 6125. Both shortwave frequencies of Radio Vanuatu appear to be active now. Lucio Otavio Bobrovich in Brazil reports 3945 and parallel 7260 around 0800, November 12th. Martin Rode in Netherlands also reports 7259.96, November 15th at 0813 to 841, with a discussion in apparently Bislama, but with a rumble interference caused by Mongolia and China. Alan Rowe in England and Joe Hannon in New Jersey report a new frequency for One Africa, CVC Zambia, 13600, instead of 13590, around 1610 and 1800, but I found them back on 13590, so it's unclear whether they're going to make a permanent change. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued November 16th. ANK indices 5 and 2, occasionally 7 and 3. Solar flux dropping from 90 November 19th to 82 November 24th through December 3rd, and back up to 85 by December 7th. The geomagnetic field should be quiet from November 20th to December 11th. And so concludes World of Radio number 1539. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and we'll tune in again next week.